You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, commentator Gary Joyner celebrates a discovery from World War II that brings memories of that war home to Barksdale.
History sometimes guards its secrets jealously, and that is why, occasionally, if not rarely, it yields little jewels. In 1943, a 19-year-old man named Ray Odom from Farmerville in Union Parish, Louisiana, enlisted in the Army Air Corps and, after basic training, was sent to England aboard the great ocean liner Queen Mary. He was a metal worker and a bomb loader, working on B-17 bombers. He was a member of the 388th Bomb Group based at Nettleshall in Suffolk, just northeast of Cambridge. The bombers based all over eastern England were the mainstay in the fight against Adolf Hitler's Nazi Third Reich. Sometime during his deployment at Nettleshall, Ray Odom lost his dog tags. It was not a huge problem, but it could have been if he ever needed to be identified. Dog tags were and remain your basic identity tool. They are worn around your neck at all times. After the war, Ray came home, started a family in his hometown, and entered into the post-war world proud of his service and remained a contributing member of society. He, like most World War II veterans, was a quiet man, only speaking rarely about his service. His family knew very little, that is, until recently. In May 2016, a civilian groundsman from the Royal Air Force named Colin Davin was working on the old airfield site as part of a military archaeology project. As he walked and swept an area with a metal detector, he heard the shrill tone that told him there was some type of metal under him. He probed and found, just inches below the surface, Ray Odom's dog tags. The RAF soon found, through database searches, that Ray Odom was still alive. Through social media, they contacted Ray's daughter, Debbie Ball. She asked if the dog tags could be returned, and the answer was, of course. She had no idea what would happen next. The RAF sent them to the closest Air Force unit to Union Parish, which happens to be Barksdale Air Force Base. Barksdale is not only the closest base to Union Parish, but it is the headquarters of the 8th Air Force. The timing could not have been better. February 2, 2017 marked the 75th anniversary of the storied command. 2017 also is the 70th anniversary of the United States Air Force. A year-long celebration is planned to mark these events. The RAF still has close ties to the U.S. Air Force, and it also marks the 75th anniversary. The result was something much more involved than what Debbie could ever have imagined. Ray Odom is now 93 years old. He lives in Arbor Rose, an assisted living facility in Farmerville. He remains sharp, and although he gets around on a walker, he is still very active. With some quiet planning, Ray had a large number of visitors last Thursday. Television and print media arrived. His family and friends were there, and the folks at Arbor Rose threw a party for him. 8th Air Force public relations personnel arrived with a large framed piece that contained the dog tags, photographs of Ray and his bomber airfield. On the back, the RAF team and local heritage folks in Suffolk inscribed messages to him, thanking him for his service and how proud they were to be able to return these priceless artifacts. Presenting this to Ray was Major General Thomas Bussier, commander of the 8th Air Force. Ray was delighted. He became a media star, had a party, and a visit with the commander of the mighty 8th Air Force. Ray, your history matters.
History Matters is made possible in part by the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities and Louisiana Cultural Vistas magazine.